Tabs versus spaces is a debate as old as, well, tabs and spaces. Lots of opinions, lots of arguments. But which method of indentation do most computer nerds and others within the IT industry actually prefer? This is an article that I just published some hours back over at the Lunduk Journal, where we actually settle this once and for all, tabs and spaces. I'm going to read the article to you. Plus, I've got a bunch of additional thoughts that I want to add in that I just couldn't fit into the article. But if you'd like to read the article for yourself, look at all the charts, share the charts around, all that sort of thing, go on over to lunduk.locals.com. It's free for everyone to read and enjoy. So go and read and enjoy it. I continue. And while we're on the subject, are there any correlations between tabs and spaces usage and a person's preferred operating system or web browser or text editor? How about age, politics, and ethnicity? Do those influence the tabs or spaces preference? And are people who use tabs happier than people who use spaces? I know some of that may sound crazy, but do you know the answer? Do you? Now that you've thought about it, don't you want to know the answer? I sure did. I know it's ridiculous, but I want to know the answer to this stuff. The Lunduk Journal set out to answer these questions and so many others. Oh my gosh, did we ask a lot of questions. By surveying 7,200 IT professionals and computer nerds. More information on that survey at the end of this article. I'm gonna actually talk about this survey right now before we dive into this, because this is important. This survey consisted of, here, let me just scroll. Whoa, look at all these charts flying by. Charts and charts and charts. Oh my gosh, there's so many charts. This survey had 46 questions. Derived from data obtained between February 22nd and March 10th of 2024 as part of the Great Tech Industry Demographic Survey. During the survey, 7,200 respondents, a sample size many times larger than used by most polling agencies in national elections. Did you guys know that? Did you know that when you tune into the evening news and whatnot, and they're like, a new Gallup poll suggests that President blah, blah, blah is beating President blah, blah, blah by 7.3%. points. Well, you know, they're usually only polling somewhere between 600 and 1,500 people. Did you know that? Well, we polled 7,200 people with 46 questions, and we got a ton of data. And what's more, this wasn't just 7,200 people within the Lunduk Journal community. I reached out to friends and even some people that don't like me very much to help spread around this survey to groups of people that use different operating systems, that have different political leanings, different YouTubers, podcasters, writers. Everyone helped me get the word out around this. And so just a ton of people took this from a ton of disparate communities. And you could really see that in the data that we collected. It wasn't just all one group of people here, one group of people there. It was an amazing amount of data that came in, all focused on people who either work in the IT industry, software, hardware, services, etc., or are in general computer nerds. And I actually asked questions about the IT industry, their workplace experience, and specifically whether or not they consider themselves a computer nerd. All of that is within the survey. And part of that, we're going to talk about here today, what we've learned regarding tabs and spaces. So now we have the answer to all of that. Do people prefer tabs or spaces? Yeah, they prefer tabs, like a lot. This is about as conclusive as it gets. 63.9% of all people in the IT industry and computer nerds combined together prefer tabs over spaces. Only 36.1% of people prefer spaces. That's true. This is about as conclusive as we can get. This is the most conclusive data on this subject that exists on the computerized world. Now, sure, most people prefer tabs, but that still leaves a heck of a lot of questions unanswered, right? Sure, okay, a lot of people prefer tabs, but a lot of people prefer spaces. Question. Do people who prefer tabs prefer Emacs or VI? Do spaces people prefer editors like Notepad or nano. So we presented those surveyed with four options only: Emacs, VI, Nano, and Notepad. They had to choose one. Which of those four editors do they prefer? And here's how it broke down according to those who preferred either Spaces or Tabs. It's different. And I think this is fascinating. First of all, the VI or Vim users were clearly the most popular across the board. That surprised me. I'm going to be honest with you. That surprised me. This was a lot of people responded. I did not expect VI to be this popular. I expected it to be popular. I did not expect it to be this popular. But it was especially popular among people who preferred Spaces. Now, Spaces, again, not lost out over Tabs, but among Spaces users, VI was the most popular. And now people who like Tabs, they tended to stay clear of Emacs. Look at those numbers. They tended to stay clear of Emacs, and they gravitated towards, look at that, Notepad and Nano. Notepad's there in yellow and Nano is in green. If you're listening to the audio podcast version, you can follow along either by watching the video over at lunduk.locals.com or just reading the article and seeing all the charts that goes along with it. Now, this is, again, numbers don't lie here. None of these numbers are fudged. These are all legit numbers. And to verify that, we're going to be releasing the entire anonymous data set as a mega spreadsheet. It's huge. It's 7,200 rows with 46 columns. It's a lot of data. I mean, a ton of data is in there. And I'm going to be releasing all of that once the Lunduk Journal gets the first crack at publishing the results from it. Hey, we ran the survey. I get to take the first crack at publishing data from it. But I want to see what sort of results other people can find. What correlations and weird things can other people find in this data set? Now, I want to see that. Plus, then it lets everyone else take a look at the data and say, yeah, okay, Lunduk's numbers were accurate. Now, let's talk about operating systems. Tabs and Notepad go hand in hand, according to this. I mean, look at this. I mean, not perfectly, but Tabs users tend to prefer Notepad on Windows, right? Well, that seems kind of weird to me. So let's dive deeper. Let's take a look at how the Tabs and Spaces division plays out for each of the three major operating systems. Now, here we have it. So what we have here is ranked based on the people who stated that they used one of these operating systems more than any other, right? So people who say they use Linux the most preferred Tabs 61.7% of the time. People who say that they used Windows the most, however, preferred Tabs by the biggest margin, 71.2%. And macOS users, on the other hand, still preferred Tabs. I mean, everyone seems to prefer Tabs on every operating system, but the ratio is totally out of whack. macOS users, only 57.4% of people say they prefer Tabs on macOS. They're a little bit more bigger fans of Spaces over on macOS, with Linux being in between Windows and Mac there, which I thought was kind of interesting. But again, every major operating system, they prefer Tabs decisively. So let's look at web browsers. Okay, so this is a little bit funkier to read, but there's not that big of a difference here really overall. If you look at people who prefer Spaces or Tabs and what their preferred web browser is, there's not a huge difference. A couple of the only real differences to take note of is that people who like Tabs tended to like Chrome more than people who like Spaces. So it was a difference of 10.2% to 15.5%. Not a huge swing. Now, ironically, and I think this is funny, Spaces users like Microsoft Edge more than Tabs users. Now, why is that funny? Well, because Tabs is overwhelmingly more popular on Windows than Spaces is. So you would have considered it to almost be the reverse, but that's not the case. All right, let's move into some of the non-software correlations, because the non-software stuff is almost more fascinating to me than the software stuff. So let's talk about age first. Which generation, millennials, Generation X, boomers, etc., prefer spaces or tabs? Well, turns out there's a big difference. Here's the chart. Gen Z is the group that overwhelmingly prefers tabs. And Gen Z is people born between 97 and 2012. They're all tabs all the time. 72.2% of them are like, yeah, I use tabs. And only 27.8% of them are like, yeah, I use spaces, right? That's a pretty small number, a significant shift. However, look at that over there, Gen X. That's me, baby. Gen Xers are the ones that are the most holding on to spaces. They still are tabs. I mean, everybody is all leaning into tabs. There's almost no correlations you can find where people are like, yeah, I'm all spaces all the time, baby, right? But the biggest advocates for spaces are Gen Xers. 42.5% of Gen Xers taking the survey stated that they preferred spaces. The biggest spaces or generation. They might as well be Gen Spaces, right? Awesome. Go Team Gen X. I assume just to be contrary. If there's one generation keeping spaces alive, it's Gen X. All right, let's talk about politics. All right, let me be clear about this. Do a person's political leanings impact whether or not they use tabs or spaces, or vice versa? Is there some correlation between the two? I know, it's a ridiculous question to ask. It's preposterous, it's absurd, but do you know the answer to it? Like, if I'm gonna ask you straight up right now, do people who are left-leaning, do they prefer tabs or spaces? How about right-leaning people? How about just centrist people? Do you know? I didn't know the answer to this. And while the question is preposterous and potentially meaningless, I wanted to know the answer. Let's find out the answer together. Here it is. This is real. Look at this. Left, center, and right. I broke it down into those three groups because I asked people to rank themselves on a left to right scale. People who were right leaning, people who were left leaning, and then people who were dead center. And I correlated that with whether or not they like tabs and spaces, and this is the result. It turns out those who identified politically as centrist were the most likely to like using tabs. They were the ones that the most wanted to use tabs. What is that there? That's 68.2% of them were all about tabs, whereas left-leaning people were 60.9% tabs and right-leaning people were 62.8% tabs. Now, what's funny to me about this is that the centrists were a little bit more tabsy, and the people on the edges were a little less tabsy and a little bit more open to using spaces. So what's interesting there, though, is, hey, people on the left and people on the right, you guys are together on this one. You're like, you got that in common. You're both feeling good about tabs. See, we just brought everybody together from all walks of life. So that's something. We need to fight against those centrists, though, because they're a little too into tabs, if you know what I mean. All right. Let's talk about something that could get me yelled at, because why not? Let's look at the correlation between tabs and spaces usage and ethnicity. I put the ethnicity question on the survey because there's 46 questions on the survey. I mean, there's a ton of questions. There's technical questions and political questions, and there's questions about religion and whether or not people are married or have kids, and there's workplace stuff. There's all sorts of questions, right? And one of them is based on the United States Census. The United States Census asks what a person's ethnicity is, and it provides a list of options. Well, I copied those options verbatim from the U.S. Census and included them in this poll. And I recognize that it is not all encompassing. It probably leaves people out somewhere, blah, blah, blah. By me saying blah, 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 I'm probably going to get yelled at too. However, what I wanted to get away from, what I wanted to take away from this is, were there any just unusual correlations between ethnic groups of individuals and software usage, tab spaceage usage, right? Operating system usage. I wanted to know these things. So let's find out. Let's find out. And holy heavens, yes. Holy heavens, yes. Oh my word, it is such an extreme result. If you are white, the odds of you saying, yeah, I prefer tabs is 62.3%. 37.7% of you, white, of people who identify as white, prefer spaces. Now, if you were anything else, now what's interesting about this is I put this as not white. The results I got for all other groups that were not white were roughly the same, right? There was not like one group that was an outlier here. This is true. Whether you identified as Pacific Islander or Black or whatever, you came in at roughly these same numbers. Not white. If you were not white, you came in at 81.6% for tabs and only 18.4% for spaces. The most significant group for using tabs was anyone who identified as not white. That is absolutely a true thing. That is a true fact, and I don't know why. I do not know why. I have no clue. I don't know what the cause is there. I don't know if it's random. I don't know what it is. I don't know. But there's a bit of data. Again, I'm going to be publishing the spreadsheet with all of this, so a lot of you can do some number crunching on it, and maybe you, someone out there, will be able to pull together other data from other sources and figure out why the heck this is. Now, I saved this one for last. Well, this isn't the final one, but this is almost the last one, the penultimate. Tabs and spaces preferences compared to programming language preferences. No, sorry. Not programming language preferences, programming language experience. So what I asked was this. I gave everyone a big list of programming languages, not a complete list because that would just take forever, but a very large list. It was like 20 some odd programming. It was a bunch of programming languages. And I said, check every programming language checkbox that you have some experience programming in. You would be able to sit down and without too much help, come up with a simple program, right? You don't have to be an expert in it. But which programming language do you have experience in? And we got a lot of results from people, and we linked that up with whether or not people like tabs and spaces, and this is what we found, and it surprised the heck out of me, because I went into this assuming that certain languages, like for example Python, would be very heavy on either tabs or spaces. But in reality, it didn't fall too far outside the norm. In this case, Python is 59.1% for tabs. Huh. And if you're looking at this chart, you see it from C++ through Rust and Assembly and Perl and Pascal and Go and Python. You see that it goes up and down a little bit here and there, but it never wavers more than about 10 to 12% in any particular direction between roughly 50-50 for one language all the way up to about 62% for tabs the other way. But that's it. For none of these languages does it go into the spaces wins category. It is always more for tabs. So just some results that I noticed. Go, Perl, and Bash, and Rust. Those four were the four languages with the strongest tendency to vote for spaces. Seriously, look at this chart. Go had 49.4% for spaces. Rust had 43.3% for spaces. Well above the norm. Well above the average for all people surveyed by this survey. But Rust users, Go users, Perl users, and Bash users liked spaces more than the norm. The people who liked tabs the most, people who had experience with Basic, C++, PHP, and assembly. That was not what I was expecting. That was not at all what I was expecting, but there's the numbers. Numbers don't lie. I can't disagree with the numbers. All right. Now, grand finale here. We've seen that everybody across the board is like, yeah, tabs. Tabs win. Tabs win either a little bit or a lot, depending on what group you're in, right? But who's happier? I mean, really? So what we did was this. And I know this is a crazy question, but I asked people to rank their happiness on a scale of 1 to 10. Now, not happiness with tabs, not happiness with their operating system, but happiness in life, in general. How happy are they? From a scale of 1, not happy, to 10, couldn't be happier. I know, it's arbitrary and it's subjective, but it's over the course, it's averaged out over 7,200 people. So what this is really telling us is how happy do people say they are when it's anonymous, right? When it's anonymous, how happy do people say they think they are? Well, it turns out when you compare it between tabs and spaces, spaces users reported an average happiness of 7.29. That's pretty happy. Tabs users reported an average happiness of 6.93. Yeah. Spaces users were happier than tabs users, a difference of 0.36. Or put another way, spaces users are on average 5.2% happier than a tabs user. So take however happy you are as when you're using tabs and move over to spaces and 5.2% boost. Now, sure, 5.2% may not seem like a lot, right? It's a small number. And there may be a lot of possible causations with possible connections or relations to the tabs and spaces question, which may be more likely to influence that percentage change in the reported happiness. But just the same, it is fascinating to think that most people, 63.9%, choose tabs, yet Spaces users are on average happier, at least a little. All right. Again, this report will be coming out soon. This report will be dumped as a spreadsheet soon to everybody. Watch lunduke.locals.com for all of that. There's going to be some more articles first because I get first crack at creating cool graphs based on all of this. Keep following along as I release more of these. Some of these are going to be utterly ridiculous. Some of them are going to be very serious. Some of them are going to be very goofy because there's a lot of questions asked and they were really all over the map. And they were, in a lot of cases, on topics that seem completely unrelated to each other, right? Like we talked about your age group and whether or not you use tabs or spaces. How is that related? Well, apparently a little bit. Apparently it is related, at least in some way. Now, it may not be a cause and effect, but it could indicate a correlation. Now, perhaps it is that Gen Xers grew up using particular pieces of software that tended more heavily towards using the space bar instead of the tab button, the tab key on your keyboard. Maybe they were using programming languages in the 70s, 80s, and early 90s when they were really hitting their stride, where they were using spaces for indentation for those languages more than tabs. And so even though nowadays most of their experience is with other languages where you don't need indentation at all or you use tabs for them, they still might have that fondness for using spaces. I don't know. It could be a lot of different causes here. And we could certainly hypothesize and conjecture about what those might be. I'm not professing to know the answers. But Gen Xers, they do like spaces more than most other age groups. There is that. Also, what's up with Zoomers? They just don't like spaces at all. All right, everybody. Head on over to lunduke.locals.com. Subscribe if you haven't already. Support the work that we do, because no one else is doing work like this, because it's ridiculous but important. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, nerds and nerdettes across the internet, I do declare end broadcast.